So coming now to stand, settling the body. Weight moving down evenly through both legs. Having the feet hip-width apart or slightly wider so that there is a firm, stable base. And allowing your knees to be soft rather than locked back. And dropping the attention down the body into the soles of the feet, connecting with the very direct feel of feet with ground. Tuning into sensations in pads of toes, the balls of the feet, the heels. Arriving here. And guiding the attention up through the body, tuning into what's here as you move with your attention. And making any adjustments to the position of your body as you tune into different parts. Bringing friendly curiosity to the body as you come to know it in this moment. Greeting sensations. Breath freely flowing. And as we move into some mindful movements and stretches, inviting an intention to listen deeply to the body and mind as you move. Follow this guidance when it's appropriate for you to do so, but most of all being guided by your own wisdom of what's right for your body in any moment. And above all, taking care to do no harm, to work with your experience and your body in ways that are supportive to ease and to well-being. Inviting a really careful listening to the body's needs and its limits, and keeping this awareness throughout the practice. At times, choosing not to do some movements, and at other times, adapting the postures that I suggest. And throughout, inviting an intention to wake up to sensations, again and again reconnecting with the very direct feel of the body. So now, bringing awareness back to the body standing. And we're going to move into some swings, swinging the body from the waist, so that you're alternately looking over the left side of the body and then the right side. Allowing the arms to move loosely with the body and moving naturally in ways that are in tune with what your body needs just now. The swings might be very gentle, soft, or might be stronger and more vigorous. Being aware of your knees as you move, perhaps lifting the opposite heel off the ground as you swing to avoid twisting your knees. Swinging. And being aware of the movements that are created as you move. Directly sensing. Sensing the body from the inside out. A very live tracking of sensations being created as you move. And now gradually allowing the momentum of the swings to soften. And gently coming back to standing. Settling. And receiving the sensations that have been created by this movement. What's here now? And now shaking the body, beginning with the hands. And now bringing the shaking all the way up the hands into the shoulders. And bringing the movement down through the trunk of the body. What is your body asking for? Allowing the shakes to move right down into the right leg. So you're lifting the right leg off the ground and just allowing this leg to shake. Into the foot. And then shifting over and shaking down into the left leg, all the way down. And then shaking through the whole body, sensing, letting your body tell you what's needed, listening. Allowing the movements to arise out of what the body wants. And coming to pause, standing. Maybe sensing the elevated pulse and breath in the body. Feeling the aliveness of the body. Being in friendly relationship with your experience. Pausing. Sensing. And now shifting the weight of the body so it's coming down primarily through the left leg into the left foot. And bringing the attention into the right foot. And taking the heel of the right foot off the ground and moving up onto the toes of the right foot and keeping the toes and part of the ball of the foot in contact with the floor. As you begin to circle the foot around this place of contact. Drawing circles on the floor through the pads of the toes and the ball of the foot. And sensing this movement right up the right leg. Circling one way, and then the other. And as you move, tuning into sensations that are arising in the body. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And playing with the possibility of opening to this spectrum of sensations as it arises moment by moment. Perhaps being particularly curious and interested in the tendency to move quickly away from contact with sensations that are unpleasant. And recognizing the wisdom of this reaction. And also exploring the potential for moving into a choiceful, intentional relationship with experience. At times, deliberately choosing to linger with sensations, to become more intimate, to explore, to breathe with and breathe into intense and strong sensations. And to allow this greater depth of connection with sensations to inform the choices you are making about how to move the body. Coming now, if it's appropriate for you, to take the right foot off the floor, feeling free to support the body with the hand against a wall, if that helps with the balance. And bringing movement into the right knee, so swinging the lower leg from the knee. And this in part is a balanced posture, so noticing how it is to wobble, to momentarily lose your balance and to come back to both feet on the ground. And then if you choose to begin again. Swinging the lower right leg from the knee as you balance on the left leg. And pausing a moment with both feet back on the ground and tuning in to sensations. What's here? What do you notice? Breathing. And then once again, if you choose to, allowing the weight of the body to descend down through the left leg and bringing the right foot off the ground. And coming now to bring movement into the right hip joint. So swinging the whole leg from the hip joint as you balance on the other leg, circling the leg. Playing with moving the leg in different ways. Exploring your edge place where balance becomes really tricky. Perhaps playing with momentarily closing your eyes to increase the balance challenge. Discovering your edge in this moment. And now coming back to the weight of the body moving down through both legs. And doing any movements that you need to do to ease off any build-up of fatigue or tension. And settling. What's here now? And how are you with what's here? Noticing any difference between right and left in this moment. And now shifting the weight of the body so that it's descending down through the right leg. And bringing the left foot up so that just the toes are resting on the ground. And now moving into some circles around the toes and the ball of the left foot. Which muscle groups in the leg are involved? And how does this feel? Sensing from the inside out. Bringing friendly curiosity to the feelings that are being evoked in this moment. And now, if it's right for your body in this moment, taking the left leg off the ground, so you're balancing on the right leg, feeling free to rest the arm against a wall to support the balance. And bringing attention to the left knee and swinging the leg from the left knee and tuning into sensations as they're happening. How does this feel? And now, if you choose, to taking the attention further up into the left hip joint. And bringing the movements here. So circling the whole leg from the hip joint. Balancing down through the right leg. Breathing. What edges do you experience in this moment? And is it appropriate to step back and ease off a bit? Or perhaps there's the possibility to move in deeper? No right way to do this, simply being with an engaged exploration with your body in this moment. And coming to stand once more, breathing. Weight of the body descending down through both legs evenly into the ground. And coming to a tall upright posture and sensing what's here as a result of these movements. Friendly awareness. And now taking the hands onto the hip joints and circling the hips. Maybe very small, subtle circles, or maybe larger circles. What is your body asking for just now? Circling in one direction and then the other. Allowing your body to tell you what's needed. And now pausing. Breathing. And taking the trail of attention up through the trunk of the body and down through both arms and into the hands. And beginning to bring movement into the fingers and thumbs in whatever way feels right for you in this moment. Stretching, scrunching, curling. Squeezing the fingers and thumbs and sensing. And now taking your interest into the wrists. and bringing movement into this place now. Circling them one way. And then the other. Tuning into the feel of this as it's happening. And now guiding the attention on up into the elbows and bringing movement here. What's called for? Letting the body take you. Breathing. And now guiding the attention on up into the shoulders and resting the attention within the shoulders and allowing movement to emerge. Maybe circling the shoulders one way and then the other way. Maybe circling them individually so that you can really give yourself over to this shoulder. And then this shoulder. And sensing them from the inside as they move. And pausing, breathing, sensing. And guiding the attention now up into the neck. And tuning into what's needed here in this very sensitive area. And moving here with very respectful awareness. Perhaps beginning by drawing the chin down towards the chest. Sensing the stretch at the back of the neck. Working within your own limits in this moment. And then taking the right ear towards the right shoulder, allowing the shoulders to remain soft. Sensing the stretch up the left side of the neck, breathing, sensing. And then rolling the chin back down towards the chest and then on over so that the left ear is coming towards the left shoulder. And there's a stretch down the right side. Breathing. And now moving organically into any other movements that the neck is calling for, and being careful not to scrunch the back of your neck, being sensitive. Listening deeply and responding sensitively to what becomes known. And now guiding attention on up into the face. and tuning into sensations that are here to be felt. And perhaps stretching the muscles through the face by taking a very big yawn and allowing the mouth to come wide open. Taking deep breaths in and out, and maybe scrunching the eyes and the forehead as you yawn. Allowing the breath to come fully and freely in and out of the body. Letting your body tell you what's needed. Awareness of face and moving in response to the awareness. And pausing. And transitioning now to sit, either in a chair or, if you prefer, on a cushion or a stool on the ground. And being aware of the body moving as you transition. And settling the body into this position, sensing the stable base, weight of the body in contact with the chair or the ground, pausing, and tuning into the after effects of these movements, breath flowing freely. And from this sitting place, we're going to do some back scoops. So beginning now, as the next breath moves out of the body by rounding the back and allowing the head to drop down and curling the body over. And then breathing in and reversing the stretch, coming to a tall upright posture and looking up diagonally, allowing the chest area to move forward. And then again reversing, gently arching the back the other way. And just rolling with these back scoops in one direction and then the other, breathing out as you curl in. Breathing in as you stretch up. And sustaining attention with the stream of sensations that are emerging as you move. Playing with bringing a climate of friendly attention, friendly interest to your experience. And pausing, sensing what's here in the body now, breathing, weight descending down into the ground, through the buttocks, thighs, feet, height lifting up. And And now we're going to do some side bends from this sitting posture. So resting the left hand wherever it's comfortable, maybe on the ground beside you, or on your thigh or on the chair. And as you next breathe in, taking the right arm up and overhead and then curling over towards the left, feeling the stretch up the right side of the body. And playing with pendulating, alternating between easing back from the stretch and then sensitively moving into the stretch. Maybe moving to and fro, breathing into any sensations that arise as you move. And allowing the breath to be a guide. So if the breath becomes awkward or glitchy, ease back. Doing no harm and allowing space for investigation. And now taking a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, allowing the arm to gradually descend. And pausing. And now doing this on the other side. So breathing in as you take the left arm up and overhead, stretching up tall towards the sky. And then arching gently over towards the right with sensitive awareness, feeling sensations as you move. Noticing whether there's any competition that seems to arise, or wanting to do this in a certain way. Competition with yourself, or an idea of how this could or should look. And seeing if it's possible to come back to experiencing the body from the inside out and allowing the choices you make to be informed by direct sensation. Maybe in this moment your edge is to do this very softly. And now coming back, stretching up overhead and then allowing the arm to descend down through space. Breathing. And pausing. Settling with the body. Receiving sensations. And now we'll move into doing a twist. So beginning with both hands resting, the right hand on the right thigh, the left hand on the left thigh. And now turning the body towards the left so that the right hand comes to rest on the left thigh. And swizzling the body from the waist so that you're looking over the left shoulder. And sensing the feel of things as you move, as you twist. Playing with easing back, softening in some moments and in others, deepening into the twist. Noticing if any collapse of the body downwards has happened as you move round and inviting the body to sit tall. And now coming back to the center point. and pausing for a moment in this midline place, breathing. And now taking the left hand onto the right thigh and looking out over the right shoulder. Working within the boundaries of your body in this moment. Playing with the stretch softly. Friendly exploration. And now uncurling the body. And checking in. Tuning in to how the body and the mind are in this moment. Without judgment, what's here now? And how are you with what's here now? And in the last part of this mindful movement practice, responding to whatever is here by allowing the body to move you. Letting the body tell you what stretches and movements are needed in this moment. Maybe stillness is called for. Or maybe there's a particular stretch or movement that's called for. And just taking some time now to follow through with that. Allowing your body to move you. And now, gently bringing to a close the particular movement that you are engaged with in this moment. And coming to either sitting or lying, and settling into your chosen posture, breathing. Giving yourself space to receive the sensations that are here in this moment. Feeling the resonance of these movements that we've just been doing. And allowing your experience to be just as you find it in this moment. Gentle, kindly attention. Awareness of breath and body. And now, gently, sensitively reintroducing movement into the body as we transition from this practice into the next part of our day. And exploring this possibility of sustaining connection with sensations in the body as we move through our day.